I know that education was a big priority for you heading into this session, and I wanted to talk about some of the reform bills that passed.
Sure.
A plan to change teacher tenure made it through the House with your support, and it's moving on to the Senate, I think, in the next session, if I'm correct. Can you explain why that bill was important, sort of what it means for our area?
I was able to get an amendment for rural schools, school districts, that instead of the tenure moving to 5 years, it stays at 3 years. It's easier to attract teachers, in my opinion, if the ones who want to live in the Kenai Peninsula, or if they want to live in Anchorage, or if they want to live in the Mat Valley, or if they want to live in Fairbanks, to hire someone to go into a small village in a remote location. It's a little harder to attract them, and then the school districts have to figure out other ways besides income would be an advantage to teach in that school. And then to take away that one attraction of tenure, it just gives advantages to our urban friends in the school districts that they represent.
Well, there was also a proposal to pull school districts from across the state into one pool to buy health insurance together. Did you support that?
That legislation is going to be held over in the House Labor and Commerce Committee, which I sit on. This one size fits all, everybody has to be part of this insurance pool. I doubt if it will make it all the way through. You'd probably be able to opt in, opt out, because you can. Your plan is much better than the quote-unquote state mandated insurance pool. There's a lot of questions.